A new satirical television show in the occupied West Bank is delighting Palestinian viewers. Nobody, not even Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, is safe from this program. It began airing recently during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when evening programs reach huge audiences. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from the West Bank city of Ramallah.
Packed into a tiny editing booth, the cast and crew of Watan al-Watar, or Country on a String, watch as the piece is put together. The 10-minute comedy sketch is written and recorded on the same day it's broadcast. It's now about an hour from showtime, and the pressure's on.
Be polite.
Today's sketch sees the trio that make up the comedy team playing President Obama, his press secretary, and a hapless journalist. Earlier episodes have lampooned Hamas in Gaza and the Palestinian leadership in the West Bank. One memorable skit placed the characters 500 years in the future, showing Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas still trying to negotiate a Middle East peace deal with Israel. Actress Manal Awad says the troupe relishes taking aim at the high and mighty.
We didn't imagine that it would be such popular show. You know, every day the audience of it are increasing and more, and we're happy for that.
She says the secret of the show's success is its humor.
Palestinians are really good at complaining. We're good at complaining. And now we turned it into criticizing and not only complaining. And we do it in a fun way.
The creative force behind the show is Imad Farajin, who writes, acts, and sometimes directs the segments.
I get my inspiration from listening to my mother, to my father, to the taxi driver.
And the plight of Palestinians living under occupation. Farajin says the absurdity of Palestinian life is often a theme.
We have created a certain kind of democracy. It shows our people that they can speak out, but there is also a message to the region. We are telling Lebanon to speak out, Jordan to speak out. All the actors of the region should speak out.
Yasser Abed Rabo is the head of the government-run Palestinian TV. He's a close advisor to Mahmoud Abbas, and he was instrumental on getting the show to air. He says it has been a hit with viewers because it's real.
The people are eager to see themselves, to criticize themselves, and to criticize everything in their life because the people want change.
And that's what he says he's hoping to achieve. This show is only a first step.
We blame the occupation for so many of our problems, and we are right in doing this. But there are also other problems that we should blame ourselves for.
After a long day of fasting, the traditional iftar meal is being served in this Palestinian home. But at 7:35 promptly, many get up from the table and move to the TV room. It's time for Country on a String to begin. Children and parents crowd around the TV set. The scene opens with President Obama arriving in the Palestinian territories, having just gone through an Israeli checkpoint. On this night, Yasser Abed Rabo is a guest star. He's playing himself, and he greets the president.
Welcome, Mr. President. Welcome.
Thank you.
President Obama. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan wa sahlan.
Thank you. Mr. Abed Rabo, we were waiting for 60 minutes. It's too much. Waiting 60 minutes. It's too hot. In the borders, waiting. Yes.
In the sketch, President Obama is portrayed as clueless about the reality of life in the occupied territories.
But Mr. Arikat didn't tell me about the checkpoints here in Palestine.
Saeb Arikat is the veteran Palestinian negotiator. Abed Rabo responds, saying there are many things Saeb Arikat doesn't tell us either. It gets a laugh from the group here. Among them is Sami Batraoui. He says this is the first Palestinian-produced series that he's wanted to watch.
It's a good show, and it touches a lot of political things.
But he says his enjoyment is bittersweet.
It's a black humor, you know. Sometimes it hurts to laugh because you are laughing at yourself.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Ramallah.